radio is on.
No, 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 no.
Turn it off, turn it off.
I'm trying.
It's coming.
Be quiet,
Jean.
I killed it. I killed it. It's dead.
Hey. Take a deep breath, Jax. It's gonna be okay.
Is everyone all right? I got pinned down by four of them, and I couldn't make it back to you two.
We're all right, Brynwar. Jackson saved us just in time.
I've never killed anything before. Anything.
It's all right, buddy. I've got you. Everything is gonna be just fine, right, Amos? Amos? Amos! Where's Amos? Bernward, have you seen him?
Over here.
Oh, stars! Amos, are you okay?
Was ready to look okay, Annabeth?
I'm sorry, I...
Get my bag.
How badly are you injured, Amos?
It only nicked me. I forgot how fast those blasted things are.
Did it draw blood?
Yes. Beth, hurry up and get my bag.
If it drew blood, you know...
I know what happens.
What do you mean, what happens?
I found it.
Get out the med pack.
What happens when they draw blood?
Do you need stitches?
I need an antidote, Beth.
Here it is.
Ugh, not sure which is worse, the wound or the antidote.
Is that it? Is he gonna be okay?
It depends. The Nameless didn't cut into him too deeply, but if they drew blood... If they draw blood, what happens?
Nothing good. Help me up and let's get going.
But Amos, if...
I said I'm fine, Annabeth. Now let's get out of here.
Cycle. 4th Revolution, period 639. The attack only happened last night, and already Amos isn't looking good.
What are you talking about, kiddo? I'm just fine. If Burnwater would just put me down, I'm perfectly capable of walking on my own 2 feet.
You've collapsed 3 times within the past hour, my friend. You do not have the strength to continue on your own.
Ha! Strength? I'll show you.
Amos!
Jackson, he's all right. He's just passed out again. Let him rest. His body needs to retain the little strength it has left. I've never seen anyone look so pale before.
What's happening to him?
Tell me!
He's dying.
What? But that thing barely scratched him. I saw the wound. It drew blood, and that's all it needs for the process to begin.
Process?
He's fading. What are you talking about?
Wait. Back in Justice, Clint told Amos and I about when they went to find the bodies of the sheriff's men who went up to the well. Their corpses were dried up. Mummified. Amos immediately assumed it had been the Nameless.
Exactly. When the Nameless draw blood from their victims, the open wound becomes infected. The essence of the nightmares they're made of seeps into the bloodstream and begins infecting the entire body. The disease soaks up every piece of what makes a person alive, not just their blood, but their soul. That's why those men at the well looked like they'd been mummified. All that the Nameless left was a hollow, empty shell without so much as an echo of the soul that once resided within.
But what about that stuff you gave him last night? I thought he said it was an antidote.
It's an antidote, not a cure. It can only hold back the poison temporarily. If he hadn't have taken it, we would have already lost him by now.
How long has he got?
2 days at the most.
What can we do?
Find a secluded, peaceful spot to bury him, where the animals won't disturb his grave.
His grave? He's still alive! He's right there in your arms, Burnward!
Jackson, there's nothing we can do. We're miles away from anywhere that we could find help.
We need to turn around and go back to Justice!
They'd shoot us on sight after what happened with Clint.
Besides, nobody in that town has the skill to heal this wound.
So that's it? after everything he's sacrificed, after everything he's done, for every last one of us, you're all just going to let him die?
Jax! You know I don't want to give up just as badly as you do. But if what they're saying is true, then I don't know what else we can do.
But Beth, we need him. I need him. He's all I've got left.
We need to keep moving. We'll rest at nightfall, then start looking for a burial place in the morning.
He's all I've got.
Wake up!
What?
I need you to listen to something.
Can it wait till morning?
I sincerely doubt that.
Is it really that important?
Yeah.
Hey, isn't that one of Jackson's recorders?
That's kind of what I'd like to talk to you about. It appears as if, well, that, you know what, Just listen to the message.
I'm sorry. But if none of you are willing to do anything, then I guess I'm on my own. There was an old story I remember my mother telling me about a fire witch that lived in the gorge. It was said that she was the greatest healer in all the Seven Corners. Mom told me about her in a bedtime story when I couldn't sleep from worrying about somebody being sick. According to Mom's story, she had the ability to recharge a being into new life and health. Now, who knows if Mom's bedtime story was actually real or not. But it's the only hope I've got left to save Amos. So I'm taking it. I'm bringing my spare recorder so you can contact me in case of an emergency. I'll be back as soon as I can.
I think I'm having a panic attack. Are you having a panic attack?
I think I already had my panic attack.
Okay. Who's going to tell Bernward?
You! What? Me? I'm not going to tell Bernward. You should have to tell him.
Me? Why me?
Because, Jackson is your responsibility. You're supposed to look out for him.
What? What? That doesn't even make any sense. You've known Bernward longer, which means he'll be less mad about it if you tell him.
Not only do I disagree with your logic, but I also find it completely unsound. It seems only right that you accept responsibilities for your failures.
What? You found the recorder.
That's not fair.
Ha! So you have to tell him.
This is ridiculous.
Shh! Okay. Let's just calm down. I'm sure everything is going to be fine. Maybe he'll be back before Bernward wakes up. He doesn't even need to hear the message. He doesn't even need to know. We don't have to tell Bernward about...
Tell me what?
CG! We don't need to tell Bernward that joke. He wouldn't even get it. Big guy. Go back to sleep.
What's going on?
Bernward, I would like to begin by saying that I greatly admire your leadership skills.
And mercy!
Yes, that too. Oh, you're right, Bernward. There is something that you need to know. Beth has something she'd like to tell you.
Oh, you son of a...
Beth! Where's Jackson?
I have absolutely nothing to do with this. I told you, I can't keep a 24-hour watch on him. That's impossible and ridiculous. And why am I always getting blamed for him doing dangerous things? And you know what? She's the one that found the recorder, and it's her fault!
Girls! Where is Jackson?
We don't know.
I swear, the minute I find that kid, I'm gonna kill him. Just so I can have that fire witch bring him back to life and kill him again.
That is, if you're not dead first. What?
Jean.
Also, fire elementals cannot restore life to the dead. Their abilities are strictly in the realm of healing the living.
Amos, I really don't think you should be walking right now.
Clam up. Give me a couple hours and I'll be...
Bernhard, will you please just pick him up and carry him?
I'm not going to be carried. The minute I let you carry me is the minute I drop dead from this little paper cut. And even then, you'll have to fight me over it. Come on, keep up.
Ugh. Would it kill him to say please and thank you? Even when he's dying, he's bossy.
What was that?
Nothing. And we're marching again. If Jackson really does find this healer, she's gonna have to take a long, hard look at this blister on the back of my ankle.
Bernhard is very good at wrapping blisters. When we stop for the night, I'm sure he'll help you.
How long have you known him, anyway?
For nearly 10 periods. He was there the day I was taken from my home. Have you noticed that scar on his arm? He got that when he saved me. After he got me away from those awful people, he promised to take me back to my family. One day he left, and he was gone for hours and hours, and then days and days, and I thought that maybe he had abandoned me too. When he returned, I was overjoyed, only to be heartbroken moments later. My family was gone. They were charged with the murder I was predicted to commit, and then they were taken to a compound. No one comes out of the compounds.
Compounds? I've never heard of the compounds.
The world is not supposed to know of Venarius' imperfections. The council has kept such things away from the public eyes.
Well, if they're so awful and if you knew about it, you could have spoken up.
Would you believe the girl with the mark of a murder? Of course not. However, there was a group of rebel Venarius that worked with the king and queen to end the horror. And before you ask, no. The rebellion did not want me. I'm still an outcast to all people. Well, almost all people. I thought after he delivered the news about my family's death, Bernhard would turn me to the streets. Steady took me in. He's the kindest person I know.
Bernhard? You mean the guy that never smiles?
I was 7. I had lost my family. I was not looking for smiles. I found life again because of Bernhard. He taught me how to cook and he taught me how to control my powers. Once, I mixed paint and tried to color the walls.
Oh, how bad was the damage?
It was extensive. But when Bernhard saw what I had done, he decided that the awful shade of purple was his favorite color. He picked up a brush and helped finish the rest of the cabin. I know he seems big and terrible sometimes, but he's done everything because he loves me like a daughter. I could tell you about tea parties and bedtime fairy tales, or about the time he found a baby bunny caught in a trap and how he stayed up all night trying to save it, and how he cried when he couldn't. He doesn't seem like much, but Beth, I could tell you stories. I apologize. I didn't mean to take up so much of your time.
Hey, Jean?
Yes, Beth?
I'm glad you and Bernhard found each other.
Thank you, Beth. I am too.
Beth, have you got that thing working again?
Just about. Jack? Jack, can you hear me?
Beth, you better come see this.
What's the matter? Is that...
What is it? What's wrong?
It's Jackson's recorder.
But where's Jackson?